Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this groovy Tuesday. Oh, so many things to talk about, and you just never have enough time. You get off track, and I don't know about you, but my mind has a tendency to wander. I get so excited talking to you and trying to get all of this information out that I have a tendency to go off on tangents. But let's talk about this subject. Governor Sisolak. He signed it. He signed AB4. So it is now, I guess, law. We will be having a mail-in ballot. Today's poll question. Do you think the local post office can handle a statewide mail-in ballot for a presidential election? Of course, this obviously coming from someone who works at the post office, but I want to go through this again. They're texting me that, of course, the post office can handle it. We handle a lot more during Christmas time than these ballots would be. And then it goes on. But that's a good point. But here's something that you have to think about. Missing or losing a Christmas card wouldn't necessarily change the outcome of an election. Because we have seen in the smaller communities, when you're deciding the winner by a cut of the cards, one vote makes a difference. It makes a huge difference. Just received this text. Sounds like we should show Democrats how to, harvest voters. That sounds sick, doesn't it? Harvesting voters. It sounds like you're throwing them in the back of a refrigerated van. Things come to mind. I don't know what it is. So this came from Mike. Mike got cut off. I ordered two items from overseas. An item arrived in Los Angeles 6/25/2020. I didn't get it delivered until 7/28. A second item arrived in Carson City and took over a week to get delivered to my home. No problem with the post office handling ballots? I doubt it. Sometimes I don't even get mail sent to me. Thank you, Mike. John says it would be a fiasco, as you noted. It's been tested in small trials and it's failed. You can find these trials online if you'd like. Just use DuckDuckGo and do a ballot test. Secondly, the idea, the idea that other people can mail it in for seniors and invalidates is a breeding ground for voter fraud. Honestly, and I realize this sounds callous, but an in-person voting helps validate the mental capacity to rationally vote. Is that one of the requirements, John? Because back in the old days, they used to get people drunk and drag them around. I mean, I'm talking about the old West days, you know, long, long, long time ago. They used to get people drunk, dress them up in different clothes, and go to different polling places. People didn't say anything. This is very concerning to me, but I want to know what you think. So let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Matthew this morning. He wants to talk about mail-in ballots. Hi, Matthew. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. So, no, the post office absolutely cannot handle. Oh, are you there?
Oh, there you are, Matthew. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Go ahead. No, post office absolutely cannot handle the mail-in ballots. I live in Stagecoach, and my mail regularly for the last 10 years gone through 3-4 different delivery drivers, and my mail is regularly on an average of once a month misdelivered or not delivered at all. Checks, VA medications, everything is just constantly. So no, I mean, they can't deliver and handle mail on a regular basis. They're not going to be able to handle something of this magnitude.
Yeah, that's concerning me. But have you contacted your local post office to complain, or what have they said to you when things go missing or are so late?
Oh yeah, I've talked to the post office or the postmaster general in my local post office. I've talked to the postmaster general in Reno. Nobody does anything. They say they'll document it and you know, do what they can, but nothing ever happens. Nothing ever gets done.
All right. Matthew, thank you for calling in and sharing your experience, because I'm sure that you are not the only one with this experience. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling the show.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Dave. Okay? Yes, I can hear you just fine. What's up?
You're a breath of fresh air. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Dave.
About that mail-in.
Uh-huh.
Our house is in Spanish Springs, and the mail person that delivers the mail to our mailboxes always gets the wrong address. So how do I know that somebody else will get my ballots?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's the frustrating is I have to go to the mail to deliver it to the right people.
And I've done that too. You know, that's a way to meet your neighbors. I take mail to the neighbors all the time, and here I am in Washoe County. So, Dave, this is really concerning. Is there anything that you would suggest to make it better? Because it's the law now.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Leave it the way it was. If it's fine, going to the school, showing your ID like you're supposed to, and then doing it that way. But don't do it the screwed up system that way.
All right. Dave, if when we get closer, please contact me and let me know in the Spanish Springs area if they're going to have any in-person voting, because they're going to have to supplement all of this. And it's just frustrating, and they're going to have to bring in more locations than just the registrar's office. So, Dave, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for being on top of this issue, and you're right. It's all Sisolak. Well, it's not all Sisolak. It's those above Sisolak who are pulling his strings. Let's go back to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Mike, you want to talk about Breitbart?
Well, yeah, about his heart attack. If you look up the church committee hearings, that was in the 70s, they had a heart attack gun there at the hearing, and the CIA did confirm that they do have such a thing. And that was in the 70s. How much has technology gone forward? And you look at Hastings and how he died in that car accident. I think he was murdered. And both of them had information they were about to come out with about Obama. They both said they had information they were going to come out with, when all of a sudden they're dead. And people should really pay attention to that and look up the church hearing.
You know, I
see that there.
I don't want to scare people and freak them out, but governments, when we get technology, that means that the government has already had it for about 10 years. Because they
minimum.
They don't pass things on to us until... So when we found out that there are powders that can be put on doorknobs that you can put on your hand, they're transdermal, they go through your skin, It's not like you have to blow a dart into somebody anymore that you think the old days. This stuff has been used for decades, and it is odorless. It's tasteless if somebody has touched it. There are ways that these things happen. And it's not conspiracy, Mike. That's the hardest thing for people to understand that, you know, oh, a government wouldn't do that to their own citizens. Look what they're doing to us now.
Well, that's why they should look up that church hearing. It is in Congress, and it had to do with the JFK assassination part of it. And they should look up that hearing. And they have the CIA there, and their CIA is confirming, yes, we do have that. And they actually had the gun at the hearing, and they had a congressman or senator showing it.
You know, that's the thing. You just hit a nerve for me. You go back to the JFK assassination. There are two presidents in our lifetime, or since the lifetime of America, that have wanted to expose the truths of the shadow government, the deep state, because the deep state started back with our founding fathers. Two presidents wanted the people to have the right to rule themselves, and those two presidents were both assassinated. Abraham Lincoln and JFK. And that's why I pray every day for President Trump. Earlier in the show, I said that I am not looking forward to November. I'm not looking forward to Election Day. Because I can guarantee you, we have been set up to the point of frustration of what's going on, that if Trump wins, what we have seen in Milwaukee and Portland and Seattle, that's going to be a day at the park for what's going to happen, for what the left is going to do. We see the people at the rallies, even during a shutdown. We see the support for Trump. We see the senility in Biden. We know the game that he will be replaced at the last minute. We have been talking about this for months and months. If Trump isn't reelected, you're going to see this exact same thing. But this time, it's going to be from the right. This is hard to fathom. But this is one of the reasons that I tell you to be prepared. Do you think that I want to be doom and gloom? I don't. I am a very happy person. I'm a hugger. I love people. I love hugging people. You get such a reaction when you hug somebody for real. It's like you can feel their vibration. You can feel their inner energy. And you have instinct to know if they're real or fake. We are not creatures that, or I don't even say creatures, we are not entities. We are not beings that are supposed to be wearing masks, social isolating. And you can tell that by the level of frustration and downright rudeness that is coming out of people now. And that is because of the lockdown that Governor Sisolak continues us on. The numbers are fake. All the numbers are fake. They have been so far lost that it's just ridiculous. Yes, people have died. But those people probably would have died if they got pneumonia, if they got the flu, because they had underlying conditions. The proof is out there. It is in the records. They have overestimated. It never should have been a pandemic. People with gunshot wounds, if they have the antibodies or the virus, they just look listed as a COVID death. To exploit the numbers, to justify actions to keep you in fear, and to work their magic. Mail-in balloting. More fraud. More contempt for the government. Talk and text lines 884-9910. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So I need some help from you because I just came up with a question, and from all of the emails and texts that I'm receiving on today's question where we've kind of, I don't know, strayed from. Just received this back from John. No, you're right. Rationality and voting may be a bad comparison and irrelevant, but by invalid, I mean persons suffering under dementia or radically incapacitated people. As a person who has visited many senior homes, I have seen many people who are unable to vote. But are you still able to vote? So during the break there, I'm trying to use my search engine and coming up with things that, you know, do you have to be of sound mind to vote in a United States election? If anybody knows that answer, I would love to hear from you. 884-9910, the talks and talk and text lines. Caleb, you're going to hang on. We're going to check in with Bruce this morning. Wants to talk about a Supreme Court case. Hi, Bruce. What case is that you want to talk about?
Well, it's the Calvary Chapel versus Sisolak, and it was a
petition. Is Bruce there?
To open the churches. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's the Nevada federal court decision, Calvary Chapel versus Sisolak, and this is in the recent Epic News, which I was just reading, and Sisolak allowing casinos, as well as your pot shops and liquor stores and all the rest,
yeah,
but still shuttering all the churches in
it's
the
disgusting.
State of Nevada, which is incredibly, oh yeah. And then it goes all the way up to the top in reading this article that we have one individual that's sitting on the Supreme Court that is now siding with the Democrats, and that's Supreme Justice John Roberts. And apparently he is, I guess, your individual that is going to flip every time in favor
yeah.
of the Dems. And apparently it's very toxic between the three branches.
Yeah, it has been. And a lot of people, this is not just the ruling that he went with the left on for the churches. He has been going that direction with a lot of decisions, and people are looking at him that how did he get in there as a conservative judge? He is not
exactly
conservative.
Right.
So
right. And then I think in favor of the LGBTQ ruling as well, and that's going to create issues, particularly within the religious community.
Yeah. Well, It depends on the church that you go to, because so many churches have been corrupted by politics that it's hard to tell what they even believe in nowadays. You know, how can any Catholic church be behind any Democrat candidate? Nancy Pelosi, you know, extols the virtue that she's a good Catholic and she doesn't hate anybody. And yet she supports abortion. So where have hard churches even gone? Because they are not preaching by the Bible. They are not teaching the lessons of God and what he wants from us. That's another reason to make sure that you're with me on Thursday to listen to the Fall Brothers and their new movie, The Belly of the Beast. We'll be back with Caleb and Brian right after this on, and maybe another special guest. Could Jerry be joining us? We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. 991FMTalk.com. If you miss any part of the show today, you can check out our podcasts. If you have to leave your radio, take us on the computer. We stream the show live and answer today's poll question. It's real simple. Do you think local post offices are able to handle a mail-in ballot? Do you think they can handle it? Yes or no? Yesterday's question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should children be required to get a COVID-19 vaccination before returning to school? 94% of you said no. Ugh, that 6% of those participating kind of worries me, though. Speaking of people that worry me, every time I know he wants to talk to me, I have to wonder what I've said during the show. It's time we check in with Jerry Evans of Evans Broad, who is Evans Broadcast Company. I guess you aren't of, you are.
Is you is or is you ain't?
Is you is or is you ain't, sir?
Hey, thank you. Before I tell you about the golf tournament coming up this weekend, there's one thing, you know, as I drive around and I listen and I see and I ponder this because I can never figure it out. Why is it that Democrats have to find some way? If Republicans have done it over the years, the guy back in North Carolina last time around. But why is it that Democrats always look for and have to have a way to cheat to win, you know, with against photo ID, illegals voting, dead people voting on a, why can't you just win an election fair and square? May the best man or woman win. Why do you always look for angles to cheat? Just like this mail-in voting, which, yeah, Utah does it, but, and by the way, I got to take Fox News Radio to task, which I'll be in touch with them and I'll write them a nice email. I try not to fly off the handle too quickly anymore in my old age. But last week, if anybody remembers that was listening, throughout the week, the Fox News reporters all were talking about President Trump claiming unsubstantiated voter fraud in mail-in ballots. Now, I think I wear a lot of hats in a day. I'm not a news reporter on a daily basis, but it's very easy to find and see and get substantiated, factual voter fraud, especially with the last election. And there was one case, what was it, like 12,000 ballots were mailed to one address or something like that in New Jersey. I mean, I can find the facts and I'll give them to them and say, please don't please don't make it to where I have to do the job for you. Don't read verbatim out of the New York Times or the Washington Post. Unsubstantiated voter fraud? There is substantiated voter fraud. And if it's not voter fraud, it's postal stupidity. No offense intended to any local
postal people. Well, you have to remember, though, you know, because I love Fox, but it's still a part of the mainstream media, and the fact that they now have Donna Brazile and Paul Ryan working for them.
I had this conversation with a doctor friend of mine that we were hiking up in the Sierras this weekend, and that very same subject.
You have to take a doctor with you when you go hiking?
I do. It's, you know, for the virus and everything. And a potential heart attack. But we had that exact same conversation. The fact that Paul Ryan got put on the board, and what direction do they seem to be going? And Donna Brazile, how could you, as a quote-unquote news organization, hire someone who was caught giving Hillary Clinton the questions in advance of the debate? Unethical, yeah. And they hired her. So unfortunately, yeah. I think there's a couple of other networks out there that will probably continue to grow. And maybe at some point we'll look back at Fox as being center left or something. They have talk shows. Yeah, they have that news image, but they are a talk show network.
I'm going to keep my eye on OAN and Newsmax.
Mm-hmm. By the way, too, just speaking of the media in particular, and I try not to use the word hate very much, but I'm going to hate every single person, including every single Republican, and I know Trump's going to sign it into law, this new spending bill.
Yeah.
Do you know what is in it for public broadcasting? Now, get this. The amount of money that's been spent, there is $515 million for public broadcasting, and I never understand why I came up with this term years ago of feeding the hand that bites you. Why do Republicans continue to fund public broadcasting? In fact, Larry Elder were using sound bites and pointing out that we as taxpayers are paying for this individual who were claiming that Republicans were essentially committing murder on this coronavirus thing. Murder. And that's public broadcasting, partially paid for by you and I. And yet Republicans are going to sign another spending, trillion-plus spending bill that includes $515 million, excuse me, not to get public broadcasting by this year. This is for 2023.
Hey, the last stimulus act, Planned Parenthood got 50 mil.
This is 3 years from now. This is paying in advance. If there ever was such a thing as state-run media, it's public broadcasting, mm-hmm. who enjoy and they never spare the opportunity to trash Republicans. And believe me, Republicans deserve it most of the time from a conservative point of view, but they do it from a liberal point of view. Mm-hmm. But just think about that. Not for this year to get by, not for next year to get by, but 2023, if Trump is reelected, that's paying for people to trash the Republican Party and him for 3 years of his next term. Now, how stupid is that, or how smart is that? I mean, honest to God, it's just
I'm going to cut you off there, and you have to talk about the golf tournament because I've got two listeners online that have been there for 20 minutes.
Well, thanks for your patience. We're down to – it's almost sold out. So, and I got some news on some great other stuff that's going to be happening this weekend. This is this Sunday. First and foremost, they had to move it to the Lakes course because we are practically sold out on the dinner. There were 10 seats available left for the dinner. That'll be at the Genoa Lakes. So first and foremost, the golf tournament will be moved from the ranch course to the Lakes course this Sunday. And there were 4 slots open for players. So if you want to play golf, you want to play with Navy SEALs, meet a bunch of people, say thanks to them, and just enjoy yourself on a Sunday. The weather's going to be perfect. Only 4 player slots open. They could use sponsorships, though. If you want to sponsor a player, a military vet or a player, just call Donald Axelson or send me an email and I'll get you the contact information. And I found out yesterday there's some really, really good items up for auction. There'll be an auctioneer there. So at the dinner, there'll be some really good things to bid on at auction. And then after next week, I'm going to be on with you, Monica, talking about the Cast and Blast trip and to make sure that people get to the gun store at the Capital City Gun Club in Carson City and register to win that Cast and Blast trip for six. If you really want to get away from the insanity of what goes on a daily basis in Washington, D.C. and around your town, get out on the Salmon River or the Snake River, shoot some chucker, shoot some birds, cast, catch some fish, maybe even a sturgeon, and have a great time. So thanks for the time for that. You know,
you are very welcome. But just as a reminder, that's Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, at evansbroadcast.com.
Not broadcasting.
I said broadcast.
I know you did, but you'd be surprised how many employees either say they work at the Evans Broadcasting Company.
Me, or and that's not the time to talk about it. I got listeners to check in with. Jerry,
Evans,
thank you so much.
Out.
Thank you so much. Let's get back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Caleb this morning. Wants to talk about Reno code enforcement. Caleb, thanks for calling the show.
Jerry guy needs his own show.
Yeah, he does.
So with all this COVID nonsense, we've got restaurants going out of business, families losing their multi-generation livelihoods.
Yep.
And what I want to specifically talk about is the food trucks and the food carts and the elote salesmen. I'm not talking about like Food Truck Friday in Idlewild Park. I'm talking about the sketchy stuff you see on the side streets. I travel all over town for work, mostly along the Neal Road corridor, and it's becoming a real problem. I hope your friends from Quality of Life Reno are listening, because this has to do with a quality of life issue, and something needs to be done. And, for example, on Neal and Nanette, every day a guy sets up a cut fruit cart, no visible permits, stuff in the sun, he's selling snacks and stuff too, and you've got people parking in the middle of the street. He's not on the sidewalk. He's on the street against the red curb. You've got people pulling over in the bike bus entrance lane with their blinkers on, cars running, people perpendicular with the rear end of their car in traffic. You got, when school's in session, and even when it's not, because the Boys and Girls Club is across the street in Manuel Rivera Park, you got kids standing in the street waiting to buy snacks. And I see this all over town, not just on Neal and Nanette.
Have you reported this yet, Caleb?
I have reported it, but you know, it's Oscar Delgado's district. He's not going to do anything. He's too busy with his buddy Reese picking up lunch bags full of $10,000.
Yeah. All right.
I have reported it to the police. I don't know if you've had to call code enforcement, but nobody answers. You need to leave a recording.
Okay. We all need to get on this, because this is not acceptable.
People need to, when they see it, they need to call in. Because this is reprehensible. People are losing their businesses because
Caleb, with your experience on this, would you also please call the health department? Because
I was going to make that point too. Call these. You know, these. You see them on the street, and I think a lot of people think these are licensed businesses. They're not. The sketchy ice cream trucks, the sketchy taco cart trucks, and some people say, "Well, what's the problem? They're parked in parking lots and stuff." It's like, no, they're parking in the middle of the street.
Yeah, this is unacceptable. But this is Hillary Sheevy's city, you know. Oscar Delgado, Hillary Sheevy. I mean, these are all the reasons, Devin Reese, these are all the reasons that the city of Reno is just going to hell in a handbasket. Caleb, thank you for calling in and making me aware of that. I did not know that was going on. I mean, legitimate food trucks are licensed. Even the taco trucks, but those, like I said, are the legitimate ones. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Brian this morning. Wants to talk about Dieter. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. Thanks for having me on. And I'll try to make, I got several things here. I'll make it as quick as I can. So, like, first of all, I want to thank you. You know, in a day where people don't even want to say Jesus, thank you for saying it on your show. And, you know, it's important because, you know, all these small business owners out there that are getting shut down and destroyed, you know what they are? They're Christians, a lot of them. Yeah. And I wonder, is that why we're under attack? But anyway.
I believe so.
Or what, week 20. I mean, how many is normal weeks in Dieter? 26? Week 20, still no money. Still no money, not a dime. They can't help me. They are stalling. I call them every day and talk to them just about every day if I can break through. They stall. We're more than double the time. So moving on to like the SBA, they can't give me the money because they ran out on July 11th. So they never can give me this money. They're supposed to give me all the way back in April. They dwindled down to a mere $1,000. So my point in all this is that they are lying to us, Monica. Everybody needs to look up Jeremiah Babe on YouTube. Just watch him a little bit. You know, he's a good little filler for you. And the other one I got to share is Everything Inside Me. We need to research this one. This channel, all of us need to look at this channel. It is very interesting channel, Monica. Whoever's doing it is killing it. And we need to just verify stuff with it. He's killing it. And you can watch it. And people need to see this stuff.
Would you please
so
text me that
inside me is the channel.
Text me that guy's name. I want to check this out.
Yeah, Jeremiah Babe too. You guys need to check out Jeremiah. But yeah,
right.
Let me talk to Craig or whoever after this, and let's try to do that. And these people need to be seeing these. You need to get a daily dose of these people of these channels.
I don't miss the X-22 report. I watch that every single day and. Their YouTube is more valuable than you know. I know we talk about things have been taken off of YouTube and they're trying, but they don't have enough people to find all the others out there that are getting this great information out. So please educate yourselves. Be the investigative reporter that we don't have anymore. Please. I've said this before, and I will bring it up again as we wrap up the show in the next segment on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this groovy Tuesday. Keep it groovy, okay? Keep it happy. Keep a smile on your face. I always like that saying, smile. It makes people wonder what you're thinking about. You know, people don't have to wonder what's going on right now. It's in front of our faces. The problem is people don't want to believe it. I want to thank Brian for bringing up the subject of Jesus. If you believe in God, and if you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, then you know to have faith, and you know to have hope. We have free will. It's written in Revelations what is happening right now. The beginning of the end started like 2,000 years ago. The United States has a special place in it. It is literally written in as close to stone as you can get. We're seeing it unfold in front of us. How you react to it is what everyone is going to see. You hope for the best. You have faith, but you also prepare. You also prepare. Praying works. If you pray once, You know what? It's like trying to call into the show. He's busy. If you are going to pray for something, then you need to keep praying every day. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Maybe the Antichrist is already among us because everything is anti-Christian. Maybe that's what the Antichrist in the end times really is. Because everywhere you turn, you can't say anything about the Jewish community. You can't say anything about the Muslim community. But you can say anything you want and do anything you want against Christians. If that was a mosque that was taken to the Supreme Court instead of a church, do you think that the results would have been different? The outcome would have been different? On every single level of our government, Christians, faith, belief is being attacked. Open your eyes, open your heart, and understand truly what is going on in the world. Love you.